Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a little sidebar. I think most of you know that I'm part of a prison program where we go and we teach meditation to prisoners. This is a state prison in Avenel. And there's four of us. It was started by Roshi Joan Hubrex and two of her students and myself. And the program's been, I guess, going for about a year. And on the average, surprisingly, there's 12 to 15 men, it's a men's prison, come each Saturday. It was originally Sunday, but now Saturday. Yesterday, we had a Jukai ceremony. Nine of them became Buddhists. And it was a really lovely ceremony. I guess my thought was, Buddhas pop up all over the place. This is another place. Just struck me this morning, I don't know why, when we were doing the Gatha and opening the Sutra, how many thousands and thousands of times over the world has this chant been chanted? And in a sense, the responsibility that goes along with talking about the Sutra. So I'm going to take a deep breath before I start today. So this is sort of an extension of any number of talks that I've given over the years about form and emptiness, and just briefly as a lead-in. Form is the everyday reality, which you could say that we create. It's what we tell ourselves about who we are, what we are in the world, and all the judgments that we make about ourselves. It's also the reality outside ourselves, which we make up stories about, whether it's our place of employment, our family, our love relationships, about politics, and so forth. And that's the reality that we make. And as Sun San Nim once said, mind makes. Mind makes. So that's form. Emptiness is what is there when the mind doesn't make, when the mind is still. And so these are the two aspects of life experience: form and emptiness. Now, we're very familiar with form. It's our everyday experience, our everyday reality. But most of us are not familiar with form outside the intellectual explanation. And that's because it requires a direct experience. And so that's form and emptiness. That's just the backdrop. Now, these are a couple of phrases that come up in Zen. And one is that painted cakes do not satisfy hunger. Painted cakes do not satisfy hunger. And so many of us we're driven in some form or way from inside ourselves to go beyond the everyday reality. There's a sense that there's something more, that something is incomplete. So that the painted cakes, right, the ideas that we make up about that will not satisfy this desire. And I don't know why this popped into my head, but I remember, I think it was in Times Square, there used to be a billboard with a Marvel man on it, and puffs of smoke. I was thinking he was holding a cigarette, and puffs of smoke used to come out. You know, so that's a painted cake, but that billboard doesn't fulfill the desire to take a deep drag on a cigarette. Please forgive me if there's anybody here who's a smoker. It just grabbed me. So then the other admonition is, do not mistake the finger pointing at the moon for the moon itself. Right? And it's the same thing. And the moon, of course, is the moon of enlightenment. So when we point at enlightenment, those are our ideas, right? But we don't want to confuse those ideas with the moon itself. So these two lines are intended as cautions for us in our practice, to keep us grounded and not lost in painted cakes. Now, that doesn't mean that words and teachings are not skillful means in guiding us in a particular direction. This is just like a tap on the shoulder when we're sitting at retreat, or even the sound of the incense bell. But there's a subtle difference, and even through time, teachers have neglected this. And that the difference is, there are no gaps. Form, as we say in the Heart Sutra, is emptiness. and emptiness is form. There are no gaps. Right, so there are no gaps between the painted cake and the hunger being satisfied, even though, as we talk about it, it seems to be one and the other. So Dogen has said, "There are few who have seen this painting of a rice cake and thoroughly understood it." And from Dogen's point of view, any apparent gap between a painted rice cake and our idea of a real rice cake needs to be closed. And what he's really saying is that all of us, all beings, all things, all painted pictures are one. They're equal in spiritual status. We don't elevate enlightenment. We don't elevate emptiness and keep our everyday reality form down here. Right? That's a big mistake. And that happens even in the world of enlightenment. So the poetic expression of oneness and oneness itself are not separate. The marble man puffing smoke is not separate from his cigarette. So Dogen goes on to say, "Know that a painted rice cake is your face after your parents were born. But it's also true that a painted rice cake is the face of your parents after you were born." So there's no separation. Before and after drop away. So just to avoid confusion, it doesn't mean that there's no difference. There's just no separation. Everything is nothing but rice cake. And then guess what? There's no rice cake. And if you look for some other kind of rice cake, you will never find it. You will be wasting your time. And again, as we know, another way of saying this is form is emptiness and emptiness is form. There's no gap. Now, in this Western culture, there's been a tendency by writers, musicians, even some teachers, to highlight the importance of emptiness while ignoring the everyday world of differentiation. And I love this line. So this has led to the so-called absolute being privileged over the so-called relative, being privileged. The enlightened student being privileged over the student who has not yet gotten there. Another rice cake. This would be like being in love with your partner, but ignoring each other's different needs. How could you have a relationship in this way? All right, how can you combine the whole relationship and include the individual differences? We create rice cakes in relationships, right? We create our ideas about who the other person is, who each other is. And for most of us, these ideas continue for the lifetime of a marriage or a relationship. And right or wrong, whether we're clear about it or not, they're still part of the whole. They're still part of a relationship. So I would encourage you to go home, if you have a partner, to go home today and say, "Honey, you are the sweetest rice cake I have ever tasted." So emptiness is no more real or valuable than form. And the ultimate does not hide behind or below conventional. It's the same rice cake. It's a rice cake devoid of any painting. Thank you.